Hello, everyone, and welcome back to AIMTM, the podcast. I'm your host, Selena Roberts. This week, we saw the seventh girl go home, and Addison Evans had the honor of guest judging this week's episode. Today, I have Persephone with me. Hey, Persephone.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
I'm good. So, Persephone, we have to talk about your elimination first. A lot of people were confused with this episode, and I was too. How did you feel about this episode and the judges?
Well, it was a little bit of a weird episode for me because, you know, I had a lot going for me that day, you know. I had a lot going for me that day, and, you know, it was, we were all super stressed out because we just went through, like, the Halloween episode. And when we, like, were told we were going to work with each other, it was a little weird, per se, because we haven't done a group challenge in the competition yet. So we were all wondering, like, what we were going to do. And when we were excited when we got individual themes to do, you know, like, music. Because I was really excited, but a lot of people don't know this, but I really wanted to do pop. And a lot of my group were set on it, but when we were told we were going to do electronic, we were a little bit disappointed. You know, because we really wanted to do pop. But I think, due to the judges' like critiques, I feel like we did what we needed to do. I didn't really understand. You know, it's also funny because when Ivy was critiquing me, she brought up the fact that it looked like I was in the pop group. And that's totally true. I literally had the night before we went to CVS, and I literally went there to go grab black dye because my outfit was pink, and I didn't want to wear it because I was worried the judges were gonna say it was pop, so I dyed it black. And then next door, luckily, Liberty had bought some paint, and she helped me paint the dress, and she lent me her boots. But well, I'll say for how the episode went out, you know, I don't agree with the judges what happened. I think this was a little bit of a weird episode. Yeah. I don't feel like I was supposed to go home. I feel like, I don't know, but I was really grateful for everything that was brought out. But I guess I was grateful that I got to collaborate with my girls for one last challenge, you know?
Yeah, that's nice. You obviously worked hard that night on your dress, and sadly it didn't work out for you, but you tried, and that's all that matters. So, what was your reaction when you got the call that you were going to be in AIMTM?
Well, when I got the call to be on AIMTM, it was a little bit of a surprise for me because I didn't feel like they would have chosen me to do the show. Like, I knew they wanted some sort of blonde to be in the show, and I was mostly attracted to the fact that I was gonna be able to, like, be a part of this, because it's been one of my bucket list dreams to do this show. And, you know, I think I was really happy with everything that the judges said during my time on the show. It built up a lot of confidence, I will say. A lot of people think that just because I got eliminated, my confidence was shattered. No. I won, like, a freaking challenge. I won a challenge. And that is enough validation. One is just enough validation for me, knowing that I got to win one, knowing that audience members really liked what I was doing. They were sticking around for everything I was doing. I honestly was so grateful. And, of course, I will say that the competition might have gotten to me at some points, but...
Okay. So what was it like walking on to the set? Like, did you, what were you going through? Like, what feelings were in your head?
Well, when I walked in the first day, there was a lot of lights. Like, they didn't show it, but there was so much lights there. I thought I was gonna melt. Like, there was so much lights the day we walked in. And, I walked in first. I got to see everybody come in, and I was so impressed by all the girls.
Were you nervous?
I wouldn't say no. I mean, I was a little bit scared they would have me walk in, there'd be girls there, but when I walked in first, I was like, whew, like, I get to see everybody come in, and I get to be intimidating. Just kidding.
So do you have any regrets of any of your things that you did on the show?
I do. I do have a lot of regrets. I think I would have, I would have been a little nicer to some girls, because I came off very rude, but that's just me, you know? I when I'm in a high-pressure situation, like, being in a show like that, we're all stressed out. A lot of things can get said, a lot of emotions can come out, a lot of different things can come to the picture, and some girls have been really nice and sweet to me since I've done the show, and some have not, some have, I haven't spoken to in ages, but yeah. I think that's what I would have done differently.
Yeah. So if you weren't the girl who was eliminated this week, who would you have sent home?
Well, contrary to popular belief, I actually would have sent home the Blair, because I feel like, you know, she's just not on the level as a lot of us are, and she just makes people believe that she is, and I don't really agree with that, but I like Blair as a person, but her personality is just not, it's not it, you know.
Did you not like her photo this week?
I didn't. No, I didn't like it. And she actually, like, brought something, and I had to work so hard for my outfit, but whatever.
So what's next for you, Persephone? Like, what do you want to do next?
Well, I'm just going to keep focusing on some goals that I have set for myself. Like, this was just the first check mark off the box of some stuff to do with my life, and I've got a lot more stuff that I want to do, and I think that I will slowly achieve it and get to the goal. And as for making a return to the show, I would be more than happy to return. It would be such a fun thing to do, Persephone 2.0. I would love that. But as for now, I'm having the best time ever living through this pandemic and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah, all you guys so far have said that you would love to make a return to the show, and I would honestly like to see you all come back. It would be really nice to talk to you guys again, hopefully. So yeah, well, that's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me, Persephone.
Of course.
It was very nice talking. See you guys next week as I talk to the next Eliminate girl on ANTM Models Incorporated. Bye!